Republicans reigned in the majority of McLean County election challenges, even the more closely watched contests. Dana Vollmer talks with McLean County Republican Party Chair Connie Beard about what made the difference.
I think it was obviously a very driven effort from both parties to get out the vote. And that's what we saw. We saw a very strong voter turnout. And, of course, having the presidential election helped. But aside from that, there was still a very much of a heightened interest in the local elections, more so than I have seen in a while. And I was grateful for that. I believe in our local elections being as vital to how our communities function as the national. So it was good to see a good turnout. It was also something that I think people were determined that they wanted to have an expression. They wanted to make a statement about what they felt like was important for the future of McLean County. So pleased with the results. You always wish for more, but when I look across and realizing, you know, that we kept the McLean County Board in Republican hands, the majority, we were able to defeat the Fair Tax Amendment, and we retained our Republican congressmen, both LaHood and Davis, as well as retaining all of our countywide seats. And so it was hard fought, very competitive, but the day after, I'm able to say we're still a Republican county.
Of those, you mentioned a number of significant races that were won. Is there one that stood out to you or one that surprised you?
As much as for the county as for the whole state, the vote on the Fair Tax Amendment, as considering how much money was spent by Governor Pritzker and his team to try to convince the voters that they needed to vote for this, it was a pretty sound voice back saying, no, we're not going to do that. So that was encouraging to me personally, and I think for many of us who believe in fiscal responsibility, that was a good sign of the fact that even though we're still a statewide and predominantly Democratic state, as the Democratic Party obviously has a stronghold on many areas of our state, even the Democrat voters had to come together and say, this is not what we want. And so that was assuring. That kind of gives you hope that maybe there's still some enough voters in the state that are not lock in step with what their Democratic leadership want. As far as our elected candidates, Congressman Davis also had a hard-fought race, and I was very, very grateful that he was able to have even a sounder victory, I think, this time than he did before. And I thought all of our countywide candidates, you know, worked hard and had a pretty solid response from the voters as to who they want to be in their leadership. We didn't win everything that we wanted on the board, but I was very proud of our candidates. They ran good races that didn't get into the mud or the dirt or anything like that. They ran on the principles.
And somewhat predictably, as far as the presidential vote goes, we've seen the city of Bloomington go blue and then the rest of McLean County at large go red, but by a pretty small margin. I'm curious if you feel like this time around Republican support for Donald Trump has changed at all.
I think what you were seeing was the increase in Democratic voting in the city of Normal. That's what I think made that percentage a narrow margin. We obviously have had an increased number of Democratic voters in the city of Normal. At large in the rest of the county, Trump is still strongly supported, and I don't think that wavered.
You mentioned Republicans were able to maintain control of the county board, but Democrats did pick up one seat at least, and possibly a second, depending on what happens in District 7. Does that change anything for just the way that the board's going to have to operate?
Well, obviously, you always have to try to find a way to work with people you're serving with. But even if that does play out, the majority of the board is still Republican, and that holds the sway. You know, elections have results. It makes a difference. So, but obviously it does mean that you will have an increased effort to try to look across the aisle, as they say, and that will be important for the county to function and move forward, as it always has been.
And so what tone does last night set for the next round of elections?
I think the Fair Tax Amendment vote was indicative of that even despite Governor Pritzker's efforts in his own, even personally, putting millions and millions of dollars of his own personal money into this, the voters said no. And I think that has to be a setback. And I think that has to be indicative of people also growing dissatisfied with his handling of the COVID. He's out on top of that. Today marks the day that we're supposed to have restaurants stay closed in so many parts of the state. So it's like there's a lot of dissatisfaction with our current governor. And so the groundwork is being laid for a significant challenge in 2022, I think. And he should be concerned.
That's McLean County Republican Party leader Connie Beard. She spoke with WGLT's Dana Vollmer.